I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. There's been an Israeli airstrike on the town of Beit Lahaya in the north of the Gaza Strip. Hamas-affiliated media say 73 people have been killed and many wounded. Israel says it's investigating. Ali McConnell reports.
An Israeli official said the military was checking reports of casualties following the airstrike on Beit Lahaya. But they said a preliminary examination suggested the numbers published by Hamas were exaggerated and did not match the information available. Images posted on social media show a multi-story building in flames. Reports describe it as a residential block, packed with local people and evacuees from other areas. It's feared parts of the building may have collapsed, trapping people inside.
The top United Nations humanitarian official has said Palestinians in northern Gaza are enduring unspeakable horrors as Israel maintains its offensive there. Joyce Masuya said people were being forcibly displaced and essential supplies were running out. Tom Bailey reports.
Joyce Masuya's comments come 2 weeks into Israel's latest major air and ground assault on northern Gaza, with the IDF saying it was attempting to stop Hamas militants from regrouping there. Scores of Palestinian civilians have fled heavy bombardments, but hundreds of thousands are thought to remain trapped inside the Jabalia refugee camp, with little food or water and facing Israeli strikes. Ms. Masuya described the IDF's actions as atrocities that must stop. Israel said it had issued evacuation orders to civilians in the area and has denied blocking humanitarian aid supplies.
The German authorities have arrested a Libyan man suspected of planning an attack on the Israeli embassy in Berlin. A spokeswoman for the Federal Prosecutor's Office told German media the 28-year-old was suspected of supporting the Islamic State group. Indonesia, the world's third most populous democracy, will have a new president on Sunday when Prabowo Subianto is sworn into office. The 73-year-old won a landslide victory in February with the support of his predecessor, Joko Widodo. Here's Celia Hatton.
It's been a lengthy wait for Prabowo Subianto. He was elected with a commanding share of the vote back in February, and he's long been a presence in Indonesian politics. His victory came despite concerns from human rights groups, who said the ex-Special Forces commander was never held responsible for the alleged killing of democracy activists in the late 1990s and of rights abuses in Papua and East Timor. In contrast with his predecessors, General Prabowo is expected to focus more on foreign policy during his time in office. It's believed he wants to give Indonesia, the largest country in Southeast Asia, with the world's fourth largest population, more of a say in world affairs.
This is the BBC News. Democrats and Republicans have been hitting the streets of towns and cities across the United States less than 3 weeks before the presidential election. Stars out campaigning on Saturday for the vice president, Kamala Harris, included the singer Lizzo. She told crowds in Detroit, Michigan, they deserved a president who listened. Ms. Harris contrasted her promise to lift people up with her rival Donald Trump's threats. The union representing machinists and aerospace workers at the American aircraft maker Boeing say a tentative deal has been reached to end a month-long strike. 17,000 jobs, about 10% of the Boeing workforce, have been cut since the strike was announced. Megan Owen reports.
After weeks of strikes, this new tentative deal marks a significant improvement on the previous 30% increase offered to Boeing workers at the end of last month. It includes a 35% pay rise over 4 years and better pension contributions. The union representing the workers told its members that the deal was worthy of consideration. Workers will vote on Wednesday. Boeing's latest earnings will also be published in the coming days. They are expected to confirm significant financial losses, partly as a result of the industrial action.
Hundreds of people have joined demonstrations in the French capital Paris and other cities calling for an end to aggressive and violent driving. It follows the death of a cyclist who was apparently intentionally run over by an SUV driver moments after the two had argued on a Paris street. Many cyclists who joined the rally said similar altercations happened every day. Juventus has said there's no space in its squad for the French footballer Paul Pogba, whose ban for doping ends in March. The 31-year-old's suspension was reduced to 18 months. But the Italian club's sporting director said Juventus had had to make other plans and replacements had already been bought. That's the BBC News.